From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Welcome to the Canva guided meditation for stress at work. Impending deadline? Generate Canva presentations in seconds.
So fast.
Brainstorm got too big? Ooh. Summarize with AI in a click.
Click, click, click.
Writer's block? Release with Canva Magic Write.
Magical.
Stress less and save time at canva.com. Designed for work.
It's Wednesday, July 27, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. How many more subscriptions can customers take? And CISA's leader talks about storytelling. This is the Business of Tech. Didn't want to miss this review from Protocol. Focusing on micro-subscriptions, the piece highlights the growing trend of small payments. Pulling from the article. Monthly payment for the latest SaaS offering too expensive? Switch to consumption-based pricing and just pay for what you use. Bored of the existing features on Snap? Sign up for the $3.99 per month premium offering. Don't want to buy a $70 video game? Download one for free and pay for expanded features as you go. There are indicators of increasing consumer animosity and evidence that companies may be testing the boundaries of the subscription business model. Software as a service has become the primary method of delivery, creating headaches for some IT leaders who now find themselves with bloated application suites. In an instantly classic case of jumping the shark, BMW decided to start charging $18 monthly for a subscription to seat heaters. Rightly so, the move was ridiculed. Many businesses are used to offering a set of products or services as a bundle, which makes it easier to unbundle and sell as separate subscriptions. Couple that with concerns about an economic slowdown ahead, and it's a low-hanging strategy for businesses to try to both grow and diversify their sales. If done right, subscriptions can provide a more stable revenue stream, one that also gives companies the option to hike prices on consumers as a way to bolster revenues. Slack, for example, just raised the cost on its premium tier. And software vendors, eager to avoid the central IT office, are going directly to users with low introductory pricing options to get them hooked on the product. Why do we care? That last line is what perked my attention. Many service providers have been focused on everything as a service for a while, and in particular, bundling. How much a customer can absorb will be a question to face as subscriptions become more and more prevalent. I'm not advocating blowing up your bundles right away, but I am considering the upper limit and where there will be value in more line item subscriptions versus the whole bundle. Pricing will matter. Getting your bundling right will differentiate and accelerate your adoption. The Washington Post reviews Jen Easterly's first year as head of the Department of Homeland Security's Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency. And one of her main focuses is, quote, cutting out the nerd speak. Quoting the article, every engagement that I have, I am incredibly deliberate about the messaging and the communications behind that, she told in a Monday interview. People who are technical and in cyber, I think, are not as deliberate as they should be about being good storytellers. Maybe that means using a song by 70s rock band Boston to sell consumers on a key security technology, like with CISA's More Than a Password campaign, to convince people to adopt multi-factor authentication. But the phrase multi-factor authentication makes eyes glaze over, Easterly said. Or maybe, even though the word is in the name of her agency, it means reevaluating whether to call cybersecurity something else altogether. She cites the push from tech investors Ron and Cindy Kula, who have advocated instead for calling it data care in their job postings to evoke the concept of healthcare. Thereby make it more relatable to women in communities of color who might be turned off by the term cybersecurity its evocation of war and law enforcement. Why do we care? As someone who thinks a lot about language, Easterly's message resonated. My IT Security is a Tax editorial from the weekend is precisely this, a different positioning. I've repeated numerous different ones over the course of this podcast. This is rampant in our industry. Overly complicated phrases and abstraction away from simple ideas. And more importantly, I want to highlight the value of storytelling. Are you communicating a compelling story to your customers here? As an industry as a whole, it's not. And frankly, most of the language from industry is hot garbage. There's space to be a whole lot better, and the bar isn't that high. Did you know Cisco helps manage services providers directly? Know about the Cisco Partner Program? Focused on helping partners combine managed services expertise and service creation with innovative Cisco technology and proven go-to-market resources, there's a program option for you. With provider pricing, MDF, and marketing resources, coupled with Cisco's leading technologies, including Meraki, Duo, and Umbrella, learn more with the link right in the show notes. Thanks for listening. It is National Scotch Day, Bagpipe Appreciation Day, Chicken Finger Day, and National Creme Brulee Day. Sounds like dinner is sorted. Remember, I'll have that live stream tomorrow, the 28th at 3 p.m. Available on YouTube. Visit youtube.com/MSP Radio, and I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.
From pit lane to podium, the Las Vegas Grand Prix is providing fans a race day experience at the speed they deserve. With the help of T-Mobile for Business, our 5G advanced network solutions are powering race day operations with event-wide connectivity. From streamlined gate entry to an immersive app, giving fans blazing fast access to the sport they love. This is accelerating innovation. This is the Las Vegas Grand Prix with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.